Have you noticed how the Lord has ordered the day? I was seeking God, asking God what messages to bring today, because I don't have wisdom in the natural. It takes the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And I felt in my heart that in the 7:30 service, I should address the words of the Lord Jesus. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And then I felt a quickening in my spirit that at the 10:30 service, I should address the service and the people from the text, God is in our midst. The Lord God is in thy midst, mighty to save. And how the Spirit of God gripped our hearts. But tonight, the thought that the Holy Spirit is trying to impact is, let the church be the church. It is His church. He's going to build it. He's already relieved us of that problem. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I don't mean by that we can sit back and do nothing, that we are not to help Him to build it. But He said, I'm going to build my church. What you and I need to do is to let the church be the church. And in order for that to happen, I want to just open up my heart tonight and share four things with you that God has made real to me since I've been your pastor. I have been seeking God. I have been asking God for a sense of direction, which way He wants us to go. And I believe that congealing in my heart and in my mind are certain vital things from the hand of God. I think that I have temporarily alluded to these before, but now I want to pull them together because I believe this is what the Spirit has to say to this church tonight. Number one, when I arrived along with Mrs. Brown as your pastor, obviously the first thing that we knew that God needed to address was the tremendous devastation that the church had encountered. And I recognized then, as I have recognized all my ministry, that there are some things man cannot do. But thank God, I know the source. I know where to point people to the one who can do those things. I knew that I cannot do it. Mrs. Brown cannot do it. You cannot do it. But I knew one who could do it. His name is Jesus Christ. And so as I sought God, just as surely as my name is James Donnell Brown, God dropped into my heart the scripture, I will be as the dew unto Israel. You see, the dew comes down very softly. You don't even recognize that it's falling during the night. But when you awaken in the morning, there it is. And I thank God after 6 months, every one of us can honestly verify that the dew has fallen unto Israel. Praise God. The peace of God has gripped our hearts individually and collectively. But then there was a second thing that God dropped in my heart as I sought Him one day. I shall never forget sitting in my office as I was steeling my heart before God and asking God to speak to me through the Word. God spoke these words, and I will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem, and I will be the glory in her midst. Now think of that. God said around First Assembly, I'm going to be a wall of fire. If that hasn't come to pass, pray tell me when has ever anything ever come to pass. God has become a wall of fire around this church. I praise God that in His faithfulness, He has done precisely that. Then God didn't say, and I will send my glory in her midst. He said, rather, I will be the glory in her midst. It's God Himself who is the glory in the midst of His church. God is the glory in our midst. We have seen God as the glory all day long, and we're only scratching the surface concerning what we're going to see. Now hear your pastor. You and I are only two or three spiritual steps from behind. Only two or three steps behind from this sanctuary being packed in every service. I mean that. I want to repeat that. God has laid this on my heart. I want to dent it into your consciousness tonight. We are only two or three steps behind from this sanctuary being packed at the 7:30 service, at the 10:30 service, and at the 6 o'clock service. Just only two or three steps behind. And you and I are the key to catching up those two or three steps. Now, how does it work? You now have something to share with your neighbor, your loved one, your friend, in bringing them with you to First Assembly of God. You can share with them how God is the glory in our midst. You can share with them if they're looking for a church where people are healed and saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit. If they're looking for a church that has religion that gets below the fifth rib. If they're looking for a church where the old-fashioned power and glory of God come down, if they're looking for a church where the Word of God is preached uncompromisingly and where heaven is made real and hell is made hot, then First Assembly is that place. You now can share with them. You have a lovely new sanctuary, and you say, listen, I want you to hear my pastor and his wife. You just tune in to Cox Cable Channel 22 from 7 to 7:30. And when they say to you, can any good thing come out of New Orleans? You just say, tune in to Cox Channel 22, come and see, or look and see. And God will take that telecast and will bring them into the kingdom of God. So we're just two or three steps away from this church being packed in every service. In fact, I believe under God the day is going to come. We're going to have to add a fourth service again, and it's going to be packed. We have only scratched the surface, friend. This is a new beginning today. This is a new time in the presence of God. And we have broken into the clear. And we have been going, but now by the grace and help of God, we're going to get going. Praise God. And the Lord is our captain, and the Lord is on our side, and we shall reach our destination. Praise God. Count on it as we're faithful. We will see the mighty work of God. And there's something else God breathed in my heart, and I didn't just look for scriptures. When God speaks to me, they just many times come out of the blue. And it isn't that I try to just take a scripture and claim it generally. I like for God to speak to me specifically. The next thing God spoke to me from His Word was, and the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You can count on it. God said His glory will be greater in this sanctuary than it ever was down the street, than it ever was on Elysian Fields. Thank God His glory was in Elysian Fields. Thank God it was at 188825 Airline Highway. But praise God, the glory of God will be greater in this sanctuary than it ever was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So that's what the Lord says to you and me tonight. That's where God is taking us. That is God's plan for this church. that this church be a lighthouse for God in the city. I'm not going to stand here tonight and tell you we're the only church in New Orleans. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that God has chosen no other church in New Orleans to reach the city. But I want to tell you there's enough people for everybody in New Orleans. There's enough people to go around for everybody. I'll tell you this. God wants this church to make an impact upon this city that years to come, if Jesus tarry, people will still be talking about it. And that's exactly what God's going to do if we will seize our opportunity, seize the moment, and say, God, if you've said it, we believe it. And by your grace and help, we're going to do what we can to see you bring it to pass. If we will do that, then it is we will see the power of God in an unparalleled manner resting upon us as we come time and time again into these sacred precincts to worship the Lord our God. Hear me, friend. Let the church then be the church. Hallelujah. Let God's church be what it should be in your life. Let God's church be what it must be in your life. And verily, we shall see the glory of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Would you bow your heads, please? Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. We've been here tonight in such a tremendous presence of God. There's been such a divine surge of God's glory in our lives and in our hearts. And God is here to help you tonight, friend, whatever your needs may be. I'm wondering, while every head is bowed, while every eye is closed, and while the Spirit of God hovers over us in these moments, if there are friends among us who will say, Pastor Brown, I came to the service tonight guilty and laden with sins. I came bound and fettered by sins, and I need God's forgiveness. I need the grace of God to come in my life. And as I've been sitting in the presence of God, and I've heard these people sing, and I've heard the musicians play, and as it's been apparent that God's presence has been so real, I believe I've come to the place where I can find the one who will give me the answer for which I've been seeking. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of the load. I want to turn to God. Would you pray for me, Pastor, that Jesus Christ will help me and come into my life tonight? I need God. I need His help. I believe when you people pray, God will hear your prayers. So, Pastor, would you kindly remember me in prayer tonight? Would you slip up your hands if you're here without Christ and you would like for us to remember you in prayer? And we'll take you to God, and I know God will help you tonight. All over the sanctuary, just slip up your hands if you want Jesus Christ. Yes, God bless you. I see your hand. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. How many more, while the Holy Spirit continues to speak to our hearts, by the uplifted hand would say, Pastor, I need God as well. I need to accept Christ as my personal Savior. Include me also in that prayer. Just slip your hands right up and right back down. Hold them up until I've seen them. It takes a little longer. Yes, over to my far right. Thank God for these two over there. Takes just a little longer for me to see you in this sanctuary because it's so much larger than was the previous one. Yes, a hand back there. Thank you very much. Keep praying, saints of God. God the Spirit is moving tonight. And I thank God. I felt as our choirs and our musical groups were singing and playing tonight that an unusual anointing was resting upon them. And now I see why, among other things, that was the case. The Spirit of God has been dealing with people about their souls. How many more of you need God? You want to go to heaven, and you want your sins forgiven, and you want us to pray for you also. Slip up your hands if you haven't already done so. Are there others? Are there others as we wait right now in the presence of the Lord? Yes, God bless you, sir. Just over to my right there, I see your hand. Thank you very much. Now, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed and God's people are not looking around at you, and folk, please keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed. How many of you, friends, who lifted your hands just before I pray for you, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to please stand right now, and I'm going to take you to God in prayer and ask God to help you. Would you stand? That's right. God bless them. Just stand right now before I pray. Praise the Lord. That's right. They're getting up. That's right. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Our Father and our God, I thank Thee for these dear friends who in the fear of God lifted their hands tonight, signifying they do not know Christ as Savior and Lord. I pray for them. I bring them to God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt protect them spiritually and physically from dangers seen and unseen, so that they may find God. And I pray that even in this service tonight, if they are tired of the misery of sin, bring them to Thy Son, so that the peace of God might come in their hearts and their lives. I thank Thee for doing it, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to ask quietly, reverently, and please, nobody leave. I will be finished with this portion of the altar call very soon. Hold steady, nobody walking out while we're at this very, very critical moment in the invitation. I'm going to ask everybody to stand very quietly with heads bowed and eyes closed. Everybody standing, heads bowed, eyes closed. Now, while the people are standing with heads bowed and eyes closed, you dear friends who lifted your hands, for whom I've prayed, you're not far from the kingdom of God. And we want you to go to heaven with us. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I'm going to ask you to just slip out from where you're standing, and I want you to come down to this altar, which is dedicated to God. At this altar, where thousands in the future, should Jesus tarry, are going to find Christ, you will be the first to do so. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is you simply need God, and this just happens to be the night the Spirit is calling you. God bless this fine man who's coming. Now the rest of you who lifted your hands, come on right now. Come to God right now. Jesus loves you. Jesus Christ loves you tonight. That's right, they're coming. Thank God they're coming tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep praying, child of God. God, the Holy Spirit, is doing a definite work of grace tonight. Thank God for these that are coming to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Are there others? You want to go to heaven? Let's go to heaven together. Come on to God tonight. This altar doesn't save you, but there's a lot to be said by you coming to publicly accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. After that, the devil can never make you believe that you're ashamed of Christ, for you've already publicly confessed Him as Savior and Lord. Now listen, you that are come who want Christ to come in your life, would you look at me for just a few moments? I'm going to lead you now in a simple sinner's prayer. If you will pray this prayer that I lead you in and really mean it from the bottom of your heart, every sin you've ever committed, whatever it may be, will be removed forever. Christ will take it away. And this peace for which you're searching, He will most gladly give you tonight. But you've got to really mean this prayer when you pray it out of the very depths of your heart. Now would you repeat this simple prayer after me as you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ? And folk, pray with them to encourage them, if you will. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I confess I am a sinner. I do not excuse myself, for I have no excuse. I have sinned. I have knowingly sinned. I'm sorry that I've sinned. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Come into my life. Cleanse me by your blood. Remove my condemnation. Remove the guilt in my heart. Save me, dear Lord. Witness to my spirit. By your spirit. That I am becoming a child of God. I really mean this prayer. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing me right now and forgiving me of my sins and saving my soul in your mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Do you believe Jesus heard you tonight? Believe you heard that prayer? Sure. Praise God. Amen. Well, these friends will minister to you further because they want to continue to help you, and you just permit them to do that. Now, I'm wondering if there are people here tonight, you're sick in body, you have physical needs, you have spiritual needs, you want God to heal you, you want God to meet your need tonight. I want you to come to God's altar. Come on to God's altar tonight. We're going to minister to you, and Christ is going to heal your body and meet your needs, whatever they may be. Would you move out right now? Hallelujah.
Coming home.
Hallelujah.
Coming home.
Going to ask our altar workers, many of whom are already here, others come, let the under shepherds come and help us minister to the people right now. You that want ministry, would you come over here so we can distinguish you from those who've come for salvation? Would you come right over here, please? Praise God.